January 20, God has chosen me. God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. 2 Thessalonians 2:13. In this text, the two agencies in the salvation of man are revealed: the divine influence, the strong living faith of those who follow Christ. Sanctification is a work not of a day or of a year, but of a lifetime. The struggle for conquest over self, for holiness in heaven, is a lifelong struggle. Paul's sanctification was the result of a constant conflict with self. He said, "I die daily." 1 Corinthians 15:31. It is by unceasing endeavor that we maintain the victory over the temptations of Satan. Christian energy must be sought with resistless energy and maintained with a resolute fixedness of purpose. There is a science of Christianity to be mastered, a science as much deeper, broader, higher than any human science, as the heavens are higher than the earth. The mind is to be disciplined, educated, trained, for we are to do service for God in ways that are not in harmony with inborn inclination. There are hereditary and cultivated tendencies to evil that must be overcome. Our hearts must be educated to become steadfast in God. We are to form habits of thought that will enable us to resist temptation. By a life of holy endeavor and firm adherence to the right, the children of God are to seal their destiny. The word that was spoken to Jesus at the Jordan embraces humanity. God spoke to Jesus as our representative. With all our sins and weaknesses, we are not cast aside as worthless. He hath made us accepted in the Beloved. Ephesians 1:6. The glory that rested upon Christ is a pledge of the love of God for us. It tells us of the power of prayer, how the human voice may reach the ear of God and our petitions find acceptance in the courts of heaven. The light which fell from the open portals upon the head of our Savior will fall upon us as we pray for help to resist temptation. The voice which spoke to Jesus says to every believing soul, "This is my beloved child in whom I am well pleased."